Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 12 for 2020, what was happening during the calendar week, March 14th through March 20th, in the Great American Old West. March 14th, 1887, Lewis and Ivan Thoen discovered the enigmatic stone which bears their name on the west face of Lookout Mountain near Spearfish, South Dakota. Today, the actual Thoen stone is located in the Adams Museum in Deadwood, South Dakota, but a large replica of the stone is located on the site where it was discovered, created, all debated. March 15, 1881, Tombstone. An attempt is made to rob the Kinnear stage near Drew Station, Arizona. Driver Bud Philpott and miner Pierre Roeg are killed. Messenger Bob Paul wounds one of the bandits, Leonard, and eventually stops the runaway team. Luther King is arrested by the pursuing posse and identifies the bandits as Bill Leonard, Harry Head, and Jim Crane, then is soon allowed to escape by Behan under Sheriff Harry Woods. Later, Sheriff Behan is almost able to frame Doc Holliday for the incident. March 16, 1899, the Hot Springs Shootout. The Sheriff's Department and the Police Department each represent a faction devoted to a larger share of the take, the payoff from local gambling entrants. They spend the afternoon and evening shooting each other in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas. Five killed, one wounded participant, one wounded bystander. It's a complicated deal. It's worth looking up. March 17, 1879, New Mexico Territorial Governor Lew Wallace meets Billy the Kid and offers him a pardon for information and testimony against participants in the Lincoln County War. Well, the reality and the politics of the times prevent the deal from working out. March 18, 1889, died in New Haven, Connecticut, age 67. Othniel Charles Marsh, professor of vertebrate paleontology at Yale, 1866, quote, invited, unquote, by the U.S. Army to lead a fossil hunting expedition to the White River Badlands. He goes and collects 2 tons of fossils before he's scared off by the Sioux. He returns to D.C., an Indian advocate, and sees Secretary of Interior Delano deposed. His fierce competition to harvest dinosaur bones in the West and discover and name new species with rival Edward Drinker Cope, the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia, became known as the Bone Wars. This was 1887 to 1892. March 19th, 1854. The name Republican was first applied to a burgeoning movement made of anti-slavery former Whigs, immigrants, and abolitionists in a small schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. Anti-Nebraska gatherings were called to voice opposition to Stephen Douglas's Kansas-Nebraska Act, which wiped out the earlier Missouri Compromise of 1850. Where the compromise assured the containment of slavery in the South and made the Western territories free states, except Missouri, the new act would allow the settlers to choose their own path by a vote. Recent migrants were being denied suffrage. Wisconsin was teeming with recent immigrants concerned for their rights. Most Northern Whigs were pro-industry, pro-education, pro-modernization, and ambivalent about slavery. But when they seized on the popularity of slavery issue, they outgrew the old party and the Republican Party was conceived. March 20th, 1882, Behan deputy, stage robber, and assassin Frank C. Stillwell killed by Wyatt and Warren Earp at the railroad station in Tucson, Arizona. A shotgun. But 5 other shots were in Frank. More than one was likely Doc's, and maybe one from Sherman McMasters. The vendetta for the killing of Morgan Earp had begun. Well, this is program 12 for 2020. All the material presented here copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado Bound Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.